88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments each week with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We're getting through the middle of June here already, but a great topic that we've kicked off discussing ADHD in women and girls. And what are we talking about today?
So we are going to discuss coexisting conditions that affect girls and women who also have ADHD. Okay. ADHD research, specifically focused on women and girls, has made great strides forward in this last generation, so this last 10 years specifically. And we now understand that there are coexisting conditions that can affect girls and women and are really important to identify so that we develop treatment approaches that better meet their needs. While there are many types of co-occurring conditions, there are several that stand out. One that is very common in disordered eating. We also will see sleep difficulties, mood disorders, and in some cases we'll see addiction, self-harm, and tic disorders. It's really important that most women tell us when they receive a diagnosis that because of not understanding their neurological condition, they also struggle with a lower sense of self, so their self-image and self-esteem has been impacted. And as I've mentioned already this month, depression and anxiety are often more visible and coexisting for women who have ADHD. Both conditions can be present as separate diagnoses or as the result of struggling with untreated ADHD for a really long time. The two conditions, so having ADHD and, let's say, anxiety or depression, it's often women coming in asking for help with their depression and anxiety that happens first. And here's an interesting fact, Mike. How most women get diagnosed with ADHD is because one of their children does. And then they self-refer themselves to say, wow, that sounds a lot like me. And that's how they usually end up receiving a diagnosis. So rarely, does somebody identify it in them. They can see it in themselves and then seek help.
Okay, that's really cool. Some great, great information here, Kimberly. Thank you. We'll continue, I guess, with ADHD next week. But right now, if you can share with our listeners a little bit more about Eckert Center.
So if you're curious about ADHD for yourself or a family member, we can help. So we have that assessment service at Eckert Center. We also have terrific ADHD coaches on our team. And we have registered dietitians through Revive who can help you with the nutritional guidance to support your ADHD brain.
Okay, lots of great information. EckertCenter.com, you can find out more. Right now, a free consultation that Kimberly blesses somebody in our Shine family with every week. That's going to go to who?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4 right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. Appreciate the info, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Sounds great.